You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 86, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, do you ever wonder whether the work or the business that you are creating really is God's will for your life? Well, if that's a question that you've pondered, grab a cuppa, sit back and lean in, because today's topic is exactly what we're going to talk about with Jamie Hargrove. Now, Jamie is an attorney from Kentucky who consistently gives back to the Christian community, and one of his companies, NetLaw, just recently donated over $10 million in estate planning technology and services to a prominent church in Kentucky. And on today's show, Jamie is going to discuss with us how to know for certain that you are in God's will. He also is going to talk about when your personal or business times are tough. And I'm sure all of us have had tough experiences, or maybe some of you are going through tough experiences now. When things look down, spend more time praying for others' needs and problems than your own. As well as start every day with a devotional and make sure it fits what Jesus taught, and so much more. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Anne-Marie, thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. I think this is an area, as I mentioned before we went live and pressed record, sometimes, you know, as business owners or even just Christians in general, our ideas, our plans, our goals and our dreams that we have, sometimes we kind of think, I wonder if this really is something that God is willing for me, this is God's desire for me. So I think this is a topic that people are going to get lots of value out of. So share with people, if you will, around what you do when it comes to really tapping in and leaning in and seeing if an idea or a plan or a decision really does have God's will. What are some of the things that you've done throughout your career and in your business?
Well, Anne-Marie, it's as you know, it's a lot involved, and yes, most of it is daily. And what I find is it's not just one day, but every day. Mm-hmm. And what the Lord may speak to us today, we have to be open to what we hear tomorrow, because that will give us some new direction for even tomorrow. So yeah, while I do believe that He's given us long-term goals and opportunities and sets us on what we think is a track toward one direction, mm-hmm, we have to be cautious, I think, to recognize that if we're not living daily, we're going to miss the turns in the roads and many times the opportunities and the Lord's blessings as we go down that road. So it's a daily process, mm-hmm, but certainly one of the things is being in the Word and also surrounding yourself with other Christians, other mm-hmm Christian leaders and mentors who can both encourage you and also challenge you. So, those visions and those opportunities that you feel like the Lord might be tugging you toward, you mm-hmm may realize with prayer and with those Christian friends and mentors that you've hopefully surrounded yourself with, you find that maybe those open doors are really not simply the door that you need to go through. You need mm-hmm to be in more prayer and more, really anticipation of maybe that closed door that was closed yesterday, mm-hmm, will be open next week. And, yes, and so it's a daily opportunity that we have to really find and be, encouraged that, we can know that we're, in God's Word and we're making the right steps, mm-hmm, way.
I love that you've shared that, because I know that one of the things that I'll often struggle with, I mean, as business owners, there are plans, there are processes, there are systems. And coming from your point of view, you know, being an attorney, there are legal things that we want to make sure that we put into place in our business to protect us. And then due to circumstances, there are, you know, avenues and there's a way to take to ensure that, you know, we continue in the right path, should I say, from a legal perspective as well. And sometimes, you know, there's the balance, if you will, between having control and putting things into place and then allowing God to bring his, you know, influence in with what you are doing. So I think what you said, leaning in daily, spending time in the Word, can certainly direct us from that. What would you say to a business owner? Because I have heard this. It's not necessarily the view I take, but, you know, all will be well. God is in control, so I don't really need to have too many things in place because he will take care of it all. What would you say from a, I mean, that's probably opening up a can of worms, but what are some key things that you see happen in business, if you will, for a Christian business owner? Some of the things that we really do need to be mindful of, to have into place, so we can protect the kingdom business that we want to create.
Well, and you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, in that there is a certain amount of risk taking, and in the word risk taking is called faith, and yes. In the business world it's called risk taking, and in the Bible it's called faith. Mm-hmm. And we do have to sometimes embark on God-sized tasks. Mm. And we're called to do that in our faith. And we're also, I think, called to do that many times in our businesses and in our professions and jobs. Mm. And it's many times when we stretch ourselves in our businesses and with our business opportunities or professional opportunities that we stretch our own faith. And mm-hmm. I know as a tax attorney for 30 plus years, it was stretching my faith when I felt led to go out and start a new internet company, online mm-hmm. company, taking into account what I'd done for 30 plus years in the estate planning. I'm an yes. estate planning tax lawyer here in the United States. And so that all changed when I went from having that consistent big law firm paycheck to now being dependent upon the fundraising efforts of other people who wanted to invest in the vision I had. Mm-hmm. That was great when the money's coming in and you build a lot of confidence that people believe in you. But then you have to deliver on that, and that creates its own pressures. Mm-hmm. And then now you have a bunch of other people that you are emboldened to and obligated to perform. Yes. And so it's a risk, but with that risk brings new challenges, and mm-hmm. it also brings you to your knees that much more often to seek exactly what the Lord would have you do with that new business opportunity.
Mm, yeah. And I love the way that, you know, if we're looking at really daily spending time in prayer, there is, you know, opportunities that, well, we can see in the Bible, and there's so many, when you really start to dive deeper and you listen to the sermons and the way things are explained, we really can bring a lot of those lessons into our business too, if we're open to seeing that. So it's almost like we are, you know, the Word will show us, will direct us, we implement, and then we're strengthened by, because we've taken action. So, and often it's, you know, people might say, well, I'm growing a business, but nothing's really happening. And then when you kind of check in with them, they're not really doing anything because they're fearful. What if I do take that risk? But often when we do take that step, that's when God meets us, and then he brings his influence and you know, the supernatural to our natural, the super to our natural. Have you seen that as well in your business too, when you've taken that faith, that step of faith, and you know you've lent into the Word and you've been guided by that, then God will just open doors, opportunities, people will come past, you know, through your path, and you think that is definitely a God moment, that's a God blessing. Have you had that to be true too?
Absolutely. But it's also And it's interesting, Anne Marie. The I love, my favorite devotional is by Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting in today's devotional. It was John 12:36, and in, see if I can John 12:36 says, while ye have the light, believe on the light, that you may become sons of light. And the devotional this morning, it said, we all have moments when we feel better than our best. And we say, I feel fit for anything. Mm. If only I could be like this always. Mm. And I think as entrepreneurs and really in any daily living as a business person or in your profession, or as a homemaker, we'll have great days and we'll have not so great days. Mm. And, you know, the devotional this morning, the scripture reading was really to really count those great days as a blessing and use those days as a day of inspiration, a day of making decisions and doing something. Mm-hmm. Too often we have the great day and we relish in the day, but we really should be not saying what we're going to do, but actually do it.
Yes.
And then in those days that are not so great. So as particularly as entrepreneurs, there is no entrepreneur that I've ever read about, heard about that had great days every day. It just doesn't happen. So, what needs to happen is we've got to one, remember the great days, remember the days where the Lord has opened our eyes to his true blessings and encouragement. And then in the days that are the mundane, the days that just kind of seem like they're drudging along, mm-hmm. we have to keep in mind and remember the days that were the high points and know that the Lord will be faithful to return us to those great days. And mm-hmm. he does. He's always faithful mm-hmm. to bring us back to the opportunity where we have our high days. We have those wonderful days of opportunity and we must seize upon those, but then recognize that they're not going to stay. And when they go away, mm. we need not be distraught because they will return if we're faithful.
Yeah, I love that. And that segues beautifully into the next area that you'd want to share some insights around is when your personal business times are tough, things look down, spend time praying for others' needs and problems than your own. And I love the way, you know, often in the Bible, and I think it was just a couple of days ago in a devotion that, you know, thank me for the times that things are prospering and things are looking good. Equally, thank me for the times when you are being challenged, because those two are a blessing from me. Sometimes when you're in the pit of that challenge, doesn't seem quite like a blessing till you've gone through and you realize the strength that it's built in you or developed in you. But I love the way that you say, spend time in those moments, even when you are down and being challenged, for others' needs and problems as well. This is obviously something that you've done in your life and career and as well.
Well, certainly, when you have your downtimes and your challenges, we as Christians learn that we're to pray about those. But I think we also need to not forget that we're to be in prayer for others. Mm. And what I have found, although I have to keep reminding myself, this is not something that comes natural with me, certainly. Mm. But I keep reminding myself that as bad and as woe it is to me, there are so many problems with everyone. Everyone has issues and problems and challenges. And if we would just take the time to learn about what those challenges and problems are mm-hmm. and let those people know that we will be in prayer for them and we do care about them. And that turns our focus away from our own problems. Mm-hmm. And when we put that focus on them, it really does make a big difference in our own problems and how we deal with them. So it is not always easy for me to do. It's but it is one that when I do it, the Lord blesses that and certainly blesses those that have been a part of just my being willing to let the Lord use me in the lives of others.
Mm. I think so often many of us discredit how powerful and how God can use us when we do pray for others or extend a lending hand, whatever it may look like at the time, because quite often we have gone through an experience or we may have read a Bible verse, something that we can impart and we can share with that other person. Because quite often, and I love your insights on this too, sometimes when we are in the midst of a struggle, we so often forget forget or can't see what's right in front of us. And having someone remind us of that can sometimes have us go, from an approach or an attitude of just despondent and discouragement to, you know what, this too shall pass. Exactly what you were saying in the previous point. Have you found that as you're continuing to share that, or even when that's being reflected back to you, you can almost instantly, your attitude changes and it's like a huge weight has been lifted and you really experience that peace that Jesus promises us quite often throughout the Bible.
That's exactly right. And certainly, Anne-Marie, as you know, just having some accountability with whether it's with a family member, a spouse, a co-worker, or people that you may go to church with, or other people that you continue to help be that encouragement to you. And again, it, as I mentioned earlier, about just the whole idea of being confident that you're in God's will, because as we talked about earlier, that's a daily process. And that means that daily we need to have the encouragement of others to help us make sure that the steps we're taking that day, not only are we being cognizant and mindful of those other needs, but also looking to see the decisions that we'll make that day, that those decisions are in line with God's will. And, and clearly, it's a sermon I heard back when I was in law school, a guy by the name of Josh McDowell with Campus Crusade. And it's a pretty simple 5-step process for discerning God's will. And the first one was you read the Bible and you see what the Bible has to say about it. And you know, the Bible has a lot to say about a lot of things, but there are some things it doesn't really talk about. It doesn't talk about your budget in particular detail. It doesn't talk about your spouse, your love life in particular. It talks in generalities, but doesn't say who to marry and what job to take, what new venture to start. So they're only going to go so far. But he was speaking to college students, and I remember him saying, now, as you read the Bible, there are certain things that you don't really have to go to the next step. The next step was praying about discerning God's, you know, his direction, his will. We don't have to get to step two if step one is clear. So talking to college students, he was saying, now, though you college students don't need to be praying about whether you're going to have premarital sex, you can stop step one. Step one says no. So you don't need to be praying about that, because you get to step one and step one says no. Step two, of course, is pray about it. Step three is consult with your friends, for Christian mentors, that people can help guide you. Look at open and closed doors and recognize that's just a factor, because those closed doors may be open tomorrow. So that's not the sole factor. Some people live their life based solely on closed and open doors, and I don't think that's the case. And then really the last step is being willing to do whatever God wants you to do as to that decision. And if you go through those steps and you are genuine in praying about it, I mentioned prayer. I don't know that I mentioned that as one of the steps. That's obviously one of the steps.
Yes, read the Bible, second one. Yes.
Pray about it. Consult with your Christian friends and look at the open and closed doors. Make those a factor. And then being submissive to whatever God's will is. Then at that point, you do what you want to do. Because what will happen at that point is the Lord, if you're genuine in going through this process, the Lord is going to change your will. And your will be evident as to what you need to be doing, at least at that moment as of that day. And what that lets us do, it lets us live a confident, positive, joyous life, knowing that each and every day that we're in God's will. And that's powerful.
It is so powerful.
Absolutely.
I love that. And, you know, sometimes, and I was just talking about it with the previous guest, sometimes what we do is we kind of map out a process or the steps or what we would like. And then what we try and do is get God to bless that, you know, rather than seeking first his will. But he will always bring us full circle to go, no, that is not my will. But that's right. And, you know, for some of us, we're not asking or praying about it because we have an inkling of what the answer is going to be, yet we just don't want that door because we know that that door is not to be opened yet, you know. But, and, you know, sometimes what happens if I think about those steps that you've just shared, you know, there'll be something that I have read. Then there'll be something in another devotional, and then it's spoken about from the pulpit. You know, our pastor speaks about it, and it's like, okay, that's the three. I kind of do things in threes, and sometimes it's so close in succession, it's kind of like, all right, that's a real yes or no. I know that that's not the direction. There are always clues, you know, through success or through things that we've been trying, and it's no, that door's not open. And when we implement those five steps, I love those. Is that how you've kind of continued your journey and your business growth? Those five steps has been important for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic. Let's talk about starting every day with a devotional and making sure it fits with what Jesus taught. Share a little bit about what you mean, make sure it fits what Jesus taught. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, There are devotionals out there that are kind of rah-rah devotionals that are really designed to be a big encourager and rah-rah, get up and get at it kind of thing. And that is important, but every devotional shouldn't be a rah-rah story, because that's not what the Bible is all about. It's about living a joyous life every day.
Yes.
But to do that, we're not going to have a devotional that just talks about the joy. Every day has to be a day that talks about our relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. And then from that relationship, all the other things that come out. So there are some people, of course, those that are very active in church. I think we can get wrapped up in ministry. Mm-hmm. Ministry can actually zap us of our relationship. Mm-hmm. Ministry has to come out of a relationship with Christ and not vice versa. And too often we even as Christians can get wrapped up into the ministry, and we're doing good things, but they're not things that at the end of the day we're zapped of energy. And that's always a good question to ourselves: is am I just drained? And if I'm drained, maybe what I'm doing is just the stuff that I think I need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm really not concentrating on that daily relationship with Christ and making sure that devotional starts with the relationship first. And then out of that relationship comes the activity, the ministry, the outreach, and the other things of life that we're going to face that day.
Yeah, so, so important. And I think sometimes, and particularly women, I think, can often find it very difficult to say no, even if opportunities through church, you know, and you may be stretched too thin, which means that everything you don't or not able to put all of the energy, commitment, and focus to that. And I remember reading a book, The Best Yes by Lisa Turkhurst, who is from the US, and it was so insightful that there are opportunities that are for now, and sure, doors remain closed because it's not yet, or maybe that's not the best, you know, idea, vision, mission for you or for us, because we haven't been gifted in that area. So, and I think it's such a great reminder. And something else that often comes up for me too, and I've heard a lot of conversations or had a lot of conversations, and when we're talking about devotion and making sure it fits with what Jesus taught, is that sometimes the challenge or the learning and the lesson, and sometimes it can be a difficult lesson to learn, is shaping the character that Christ wants us to become. And that can sometimes be, you know, again, not be easy either, but it's important, you know, because when we come through the other end, when we have had more patience or whatever it might be that we're shaping in our character, it's really preparing us for the next stage, for the next season in our business, in our life, in our relationships. So it's a great, great lesson for sure for people. Any other insights you want to share around the devotional and fitting with what Jesus taught?
Well, you mentioned, Anne-Marie, about whether it's homemakers or anyone, when we're called upon maybe for being asked to do one more thing at church,
yes,
or really anything that we do, every decision we make comes with it an allocation of time. Mm-hmm. And time can be a great Stress, it can bring about great stress, the lack of time. And even if that stress can be caused by even ministry, if it's not, again, not in God's will. So what happens with every decision we make, again, it's that allocation of time. So if we make a decision, yes, I'm going to volunteer for this, or I'm going to accept this position, or I'm going to start this new job, or I'm going to start a part-time job, or I'm going to build a, you know, buy a second home. Mm-hmm. Each of those takes an allocation of time. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to ask ourselves is, I was pretty busy yesterday and last week and last month. Where will I fit this in exactly? And what's going to be, what am I going to give up to take on this new responsibility? And certainly as business people, we have to recognize that there's only so many hours in the day. And too often it's our spiritual lives and our faith and our devotions and those things that can take the first hit, because they're the ones that someone's not banging on our door. God's not banging on their door, at least in an audible standpoint, to say, you got to do this. So they can tend to be the thing that goes first.
Yes.
And so I think for all of us, we just have to continue to remind ourselves that as we make decisions, recognize that decisions come with an allocation of time. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to allocate it.
Yeah. You know, a topic of discussion that's come up often when we're talking about ministry, for business owners is a little bit different. I mean, because it's not like, and I'm not comparing, it just is what it is. I mean, when we go to a job, we do the role, give it a best that we can, and then we go home. But in business, there's things that we need to think, so many other things that we have on our plate. Yet when we're building kingdom businesses, when we build those up to be strong growth businesses, we can give. And as you did, you know, with your one of your businesses was able to support a prominent church. Now we can build those kingdom businesses, make profits, and then contribute and bless other organizations. And if we're spreading ourselves too thin, because sometimes, you know, people who don't run a business don't know really what is required of the energy, intention, and commitment. That can sometimes be a little bit judgy, if you will. Oh, I can see you're not putting your hand up, you know, in the ministry, in the church. We are a ministry and business, and we can bless others just as the same, if not more so. And again, not comparing or judging or anything. It just is what it is. Have you found that to be true too?
Absolutely. Yeah. We our work and is our ministry, and I'm not sure. For me, I've been given the opportunity to have particular clients and friends who have been great mentors to me. Mm. That I look at them and I say, that's really how ministry should be played out in the workplace. And I'm not there yet, but until the Lord continues to put good mentors in my life and encouragers to help me at least see and know what ministry should look like every day on the job.
Yeah, so, so true. So, Jamie, as we're completing or getting to the end of the show, share with people a little bit about your company, Net Law, and as well as, what services that you provide, because there may be people that are listening and watching that can certainly benefit from your organization, and then how people can get in contact with you.
Sure. So our company is called Net Law. It's NETLAW, one word. And if you Google that, it comes up netlawinc.com. Mm-hmm. So what we saw in the workplace, and again, I've been for over 30 years, almost 35 years now, I've been an estate planning tax attorney, primarily focused for many years on the high net worth individuals, and helping them plan business succession and plan their estates. And what I saw a need in the workplace for our area was for the masses. So I'm not getting to the masses. People don't want to pay me my hourly rate and go through the time that it takes and the cost that it takes, unless you're a very high net worth individual. And even those people, particularly the millennials that are now coming into wealth, would prefer to do something other than sit down in front of a high-priced lawyer and go through that process. And so you have the LegalZooms and Rocket Lawyers here in the United States and to some extent around the world. You've got lots of legal technologies where you can go online and do it yourself. What we saw missing in the United States market in particular was a business class product. So you've got lots of online legal software companies that you can find a document. So what we felt there was a need for was a platform that had online estate planning that was of a grade and quality that financial services firms, be it insurance companies, investment companies, wealth planning divisions of large banks, that they would have confidence that that they could associate with an online do-it-yourself product that was just estate planning. So we don't do divorces and bankruptcies and apartment leases. We just do wills and powers of attorney and living trust and those kinds of things. So the consumer experience is much different. The quality of the product is good, and yet it's very competitive with the other online options. And so today we have about 45,000 financial advisors that are on our platform that are now able to sell our online estate plans. And they use that as a way to, one, build relationship with their clients and prospective clients. They actually get commissioned off of that. It's not a practice of law, so it's no different than a LegalZoom or these other online companies. Those are not practice of law. They're online document systems. So in that regard, we're the same. And then we offer that again through all kinds of major financial services companies. And we continue to bring on new partners, and we have a mobile application software, and we have a vault system that can now be branded. So our estate planning system is a United States only system today, and our vault system really is an international product that we can brand a cloud-based vault system that allows clients to upload their tax returns, their insurance policies, their deeds, and other important things, and particularly their healthcare documents. So they can carry around with them their in the palm of their hand with their mobile device all of their healthcare decisional documents. So if they're in an accident or they're in a hospital someplace, that someone is going to have access to those decisional making documents. So those are kinds of things that we've done. We've raised about $11 million in private equity to get us to this point. And we've been very fortunate to really be able to attract some really quality people to the organization to help to carry out this vision for helping a lot of people out there that need our services.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that, you know, you look for a gap in the marketplace and embracing the technologies that we have to be able to offer a service that and product that no one else is. So love hearing the backstory of that. So thank you. So again, NetLaw, what's the URL? One more time, netlaw.com.
Netlawinc.com.
Fantastic. And we'll put the links and other ways to connect with you, Jamie, on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE86. One of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests, and I would love to do that for you too, is just closing the show with a word of prayer. Could I do that for you too, Jamie?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Fantastic. Anne-Marie. Father, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Jamie today. Father, leaning into you, searching your word, getting into the word, and prayer is so important on a daily basis, as Jamie's reminded us of today, to be able to really ensure that we are aligning our will with yours, and the steps that we're taking, the decisions that we are making, honor you as we continue to build our kingdom businesses. Father, we just ask for your continued blessing and favor on the businesses that Jamie is supporting, and also his business and the work that he is doing with his clients as well. Father, there are sometimes challenges, as we mentioned in today's show, but when we lean into you and we recommend, or we think of others and we put their needs before ours and we pray for them and we extend that hand of support, Father, then that can be a blessing, not only to them, but to us as well. And we're reminded constantly in the Bible that we should do that. So thank you for the reminder. And thank you for just being the awesome God and directing us. And we continue to pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Jamie. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. You know, it's the technology that we have at our fingertips today that allows us to speak from opposite ends of the world, gain insight. I mean, I've learned a lot from you today and be able to share that with those that are listening and watching. So thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Anne-Marie, and thank you for the wonderful ministry that you're providing, obviously, worldwide.
Yes.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.